You were standing there in your boxers. They were really cute boxers with footballs on them. You didn't even seem to think about having done it because you were pulling a pair of slacks off a hanger trying to hurry. But I froze, staring at you. You didn't see me, still as a statue, until I'd somehow breathed out, "Geez, Jake." You barely glanced my way. "It's not like you haven't seen me in my swim trunks, Cam." "But God, did you look incredible. Way different in your underwear than in your swim shorts." "I don't know why. I had seen you in your swim trunks a million times. But these were thinner, clinging to parts of you that made my heart spin like a top and other parts of me jump to attention. Maybe it was because we'd just woken up from a heady midday sleep. Maybe it was because I knew you were leaving me. All I knew was at that very moment, right then, was a life-changing moment. I could feel it right down to my toes. What did I do? Would I ever back down from that kind of a challenge? I shrugged ever so nonchalantly and said breathily, "Fine, I'll change too." And I stripped down to my bra and panties before bending to pull out my little black dress from my bag. You stopped dead still at the sight of me in my lingerie. You had one foot in your slacks and nearly fell over. My heart flipped again, and I was happy as hell that I'd put on the "I'm wishing for something more" undies that morning. I swear your expression was worth way more than the $80 I'd forked out of my own money to buy them so that my mama wouldn't know that I had this set that all but screamed sex. I pretended to fuss with the zipper on the dress while you stared. I was still trying hard to act like I didn't care, but every single nerve in my body was standing at attention. Definitely not asleep anymore. Finally, you dropped your pants and said, "Shit, Cammy, you're beautiful." And you'd called me Cammy, so I knew you wanted my attention. I looked up into your mosaic eyes, and it was like a million stars bursting into existence. I'm not sure which of us moved, but I was in your arms, and you were smothering me with kisses. Good kisses. Kisses that moved my heart right up into my throat and made every part of me turn to little fireflies of light. They weren't like Matt's kisses, which had been gentle and soft. These kisses were intense, like your eyes, and demanding, like you needed to get every little breath that you could out of my body. You had one hand on the back of my neck, and the other was on my bare back near the top of my panties. And when you moved that hand to caress the top of the silk, I felt every breath inside me evaporate. I felt like I had come home, like this was the only place I was ever supposed to be. I don't know how long we stood that way, locked in a kiss so powerful that I didn't know what was going to be left of me when it was done. But somehow you came to your senses before I did. Maybe you'd had more experience stopping yourself. Lord knows, I wouldn't have ever stopped. You pushed me away and ran a hand through your dark hair, and I knew right then that you were going to apologize. I could see it written all over your face, like you were guilty of stealing the last moon pie. But I wasn't going to let you. I would have jumped your bones right then if your mama hadn't saved me by knocking on the door. "Everyone okay in there?" We both scrambled for our clothes, and you shouted out in a somewhat normal voice that we were just coming down. Thank God she didn't come in, but I still sent her a silent thank you for keeping you from having a chance to apologize aloud.